Well, it was a nil-all draw in front of 40,143 people at Allianz Stadium, and we're lucky enough to be joined by Jack Clisby, the Wanderers defender. Good morning, Jack.
Morning, guys.
Unfortunately, no goals, but still a very, very enthralling game.
Yeah, most definitely. And obviously, keeping our first clean sheet, which is a very big bonus for us, and hopefully that can start, you know, it's a small step to kickstart our season.
Jack, it should have been 1-0 to you guys, mate. That was a clear penalty.
Oh, look, yeah, we've got to actually take the penalty as well and score it. Yeah, look, I mean...
Don't worry about that.
It's clear as day that it was a penalty in obviously our eyes, and if not, at least the corner, you know, because if you look at the trajectory of the ball, the ball's rising, then it just goes... next minute, it's bouncing on the ground, you know. But I don't know. It's the referee's decision, and I don't know if he was blindsided or whatnot, but that must have been what he's seen.
He'd be blindsided if Tony Popovich got hold of it. But Jack, I've got to ask you, like, we've had this debate for 1,000 years with rugby league and now in cricket, the sport of tennis, about the imposition of the video referee. Do you think the players are actually for it? Do you sort of want it, or are you happy to go with what happens on the field?
The referee's call, but I mean, there's been a lot of decisions that could maybe, you know, justify games with having it in. So, I mean, if it was to be brought in, you know, I wouldn't be complaining.
Yeah, and I think it's not going to be from talking to Mark Bosnich last night. It's not going to be. I think they're going to trial it next year in the A League or something like. But it's not going to be a referral or a coach's challenge. It's going to be referee goes, ooh, what happened there? Jog over to the sideline, have a look. Yeah, penalty, good point. So I think that's the system they're going to go with.
Yeah, well, maybe if they try it and see how it goes, then if it works like that, well then, yeah, maybe they go with it.
Who knows? And see what happens from there. Now, a lot of talk coming out of the match from the weekend was Vedran Janjetović's debut for the Wanderers. He got snakes thrown at him from the Cove. Which I think he would have had a good laugh at. But he did a good job behind the goals, and as you said, that clean sheet.
Yeah, Vedran's very headstrong, that we've all noticed since coming in. And, you know, he knew he was going to be copping a bit of stick before the game. Not quite sure he knew snakes were going to be thrown at him. But he showed his professionalism and played a very solid game and kept us in it, especially in the first 10, 15 minutes when they had quite a good spell of pressure and a few good chances.
Mate, what's the mood like in the camp? It's been, what is it, 7 games without a victory? As you mentioned, you know, a draw on the weekend, but is the feeling still strong within the camp?
But it really is. Like, the boys are still so positive, and we're working hard every week, and we're still believing in our philosophy and our play. And I mean, that's a big confidence boost to obviously to keep the league leaders who haven't been beaten yet to not scoring. And you know, although we didn't score, they also defended very well. We did create chances to win the game, and on another day they might have gone in.
Yeah, they might have. The season's probably not gone as well as I suppose the Wanderers had hoped. 2 wins, 9 draws, 4 losses. Can you turn it around from here, and can you make that top 6?
Most definitely. There's still just about half a season to go, and we know we can get the ball rolling. It's just we're waiting on that happening, and we're applying what we can in the games, and it's just turning that into a bit of, you know, creating a bit of luck and finishing, being a bit more clinical in front of goal, and, you know, like our final ball with a bit more cutting edge. So it's just something we really need to work on in training and make sure we get it right and kick on from here.
And Jack, big challenge coming up on the weekend. You're going to be out at Campbelltown Stadium. It should be nice and hot there. It's going to be a 5 p.m. kickoff against Newcastle. And Newcastle have really been, well, in my eyes, the big surprise packets of the season so far. And again, they came up with a 2-2 draw against Perth on the weekend. I mean, they'll be tough, no-nonsense sort of team, won't they? They'll be a big challenge at Campbelltown.
I mean, every team in the A-League is a tough game, you know. But especially Newcastle have been playing really well this season, and you know, credit to them. Mark Jones has come in and it seems to have instilled a bit of confidence in their boys. But you know, it's our home game, and we'll be going down there to obviously win the game and be full of confidence that this can be the one.
Jack, hopefully it is the one, and you can get a victory up against Newcastle on Sunday at Campbelltown Stadium. Thank you for your time this morning. Good game of football on the weekend. Unfortunately, no goals, but certainly very entertaining. And we wish you and the Wanderers good luck for the rest of the year.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.
There he is, Jack Clisby, Wanderers defender. There's no market up just yet for the match against Newcastle, but the Wanderers are paying $13
Look,
to win the overall title.
Jack even mentioned there Sydney FC held them to a scoreless draw. They're $3.50 to win the overall title of the A-League. Melbourne victory second at $3.85 Now, the Western Sydney Wanderers are being kept pretty tight because they do have that talent to make that surge. As Jack mentioned, there's still plenty of time left. And while they've only had two wins, I think to be in the top six, you've only had to have four wins. So they're not that far away. They're $13 chances to win the overall A-League title.